8:41 back with Rich and Ryan in the morning, and we are now joined by the Dundas City Administrator, Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle. How you doing?
Good morning, Rich. I'm doing well.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure.
So there was a Dundas City Council meeting last night, and you actually had a couple of fairly important things on the... Well, you know, it's the city. Folks, we're getting a face here. Relatively important things for the city of Dundas on the agenda. Pedestrian crossings are very important, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They are. Okay, so the first thing we want to talk about then is the pedestrian crossing project over on, Hester?
Right. So we joked beforehand about pedestrian crossing.
Yeah.
It's a sidewalk.
Okay.
And
sidewalks are important, too.
No question about it. Sidewalks are very important, and we take them seriously.
Yes, of course we do.
So there has been for a long time, there has been discussion about extending a sidewalk across the railroad tracks along Hester at Armstrong or County Road 78 down to the corner of Railway Street, which is right there on the corner by L&M, across from the Cannon Valley Makers.
Yeah.
And the challenge is that's a pretty steep hill, and especially challenged by ADA requirements in terms of slope on sidewalks for walkers / pedestrian access.
Right. And you know, this time of year,
strollers, whatever.
Yeah.
So we, as staff, put together a plan for the interim to direct sidewalk travelers to go south on Forest to Mill Street and use the Mill Street crossing across the railroad there as a safe access into downtown.
Sure.
And when I say interim, it's looking ahead into the future. We fully expect that at some point there's going to be development there by the co-op and, you know, that area there. And so when a developer comes along, we can work with the developer to include in that project, that overall project, a better access directly along Hester.
Would like a stepped sidewalk be something that would work there, or is that just not something you guys are wanting to deal
with? That's not acceptable from ADA requirements.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. That's tricky because that is a steep hill.
Yeah. It really is. And, you know, my understanding of discussions in the past at the city about, that hill is a challenge in a lot of ways, and having the railroad crossing there is, just
inconvenient.
I mean, triples, quadruples that, working with the railroad is sometimes challenging.
I can imagine.
So, we're just, trying to find the best solution.
Right. So it was just a discussion and not much, just
direction,
more
direction to staff in the sense of installing kind of wayfinding signs along Forest to that Mill Street crossing and doing what we can to, quote unquote, improve that Mill Street crossing.
Okay. All right. We talked for a while this morning. Logan gave us a really good report on the boat launch conversation, which is another it's a boat launch. You don't think too much about it, but there could be a lot of benefit to the city of Dundas if a good boat launch is put in at the right place, right?
Right. So the challenge is a good boat launch and along the river and where it's going to be.
Right. So where are you looking?
So we presented two options to the city council last night. Again, just for direction, decisions, just for direction. One option was closer to the, say, the mill ruins.
Yep.
And as many of you know, that's a pretty steep bank right there. Mm-hmm. And the other option was south, closer to the pedestrian bridge that goes from Mill Park over to Memorial Park.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And that sounds like that's maybe the more, that's the direction that got a little more positive reaction?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
Cool. Yeah, and you've got you had Farmstead Bikestead. Greg Nice and Brianna Lane were there too, talking about some of the stuff, weren't they?
Right.
Yeah.
So they currently lease a portion of the city's engine house, which is that old building again, right there by the mill ruins, to rent kayaks and canoes out of.
Yeah.
And they've got a long-term business plan vision of expanding their use of that building to include bike rental, e-bikes, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe do a little sandwich and, you know.
Yeah.
Like a food stand kind of thing?
Yeah, like a kiosk kind of thing. No, no, they wouldn't prepare foods on site.
Right,
that
just
kind
have
of thing.
Pre-prepared things to sell.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, they,
you know, and it's between the trailhead parking lot and there's a little bit of a parking lot at Mill Park, parking along both sides of railway. You know, kind of the overall vision is to keep the boat launch on that side of the river so people are using all of that space and getting out of the river adjacent to downtown.
Sure.
Driving people to our downtown businesses.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Right. It's a win-win.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Could be pretty good for downtown Dundas.
Yeah.
Which is growing. And I mean, you guys have a lot of stuff, cool stuff happening.
Right.
Dundas, so, yeah.
At the next council meeting, the city council will consider a land use agreement with the DNR to extend the Milltown State Trail from the pedestrian bridge south to County Road 8.
Fantastic.
And they plan at this point to start clearing trees and, you know, doing that kind of work in March with installation of the trail to take place this coming summer.
That's really exciting.
Yes, it is.
That's super cool. All right. Anything else we should know about the council meeting last night?
That was it.
Okay. Well, Janelle, we always appreciate you coming in and
thanks,
telling us.
Rich.
It's keeping us updated.
It's always good to see you.
Thanks.
All right. That's Janelle Teppin, everybody, from the City of Dundas. She is the Dundas City Administrator.